beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
One of my favorite Simpsons moments is when Homer becomes a big brother to a little boy named Pepe. As the two bond, gazing up at the night sky, Pepe exclaims, "Papa Homer, tell me more. I want to know the constellations." Homer points upward and explains, "Well, there's Jerry the cowboy, and that Big Dipper-looking thing is Alan the cowboy." Anyone who has ever looked through a telescope has probably asked himself or herself, if I were to discover, say, an asteroid, what would I name it? Well, before you let your imagination or sense of humor get the best of you, there are apparently lots of rules about that sort of thing to prevent people from naming heavenly bodies Bodie McBoatface or whatever. The Minor Planet Center at the Smithsonian Astrophysical Observatory in Massachusetts, under the guidance of the International Astronomical Union, run potential names through a strict selection process. Check their guidelines at the Minor Planet Center website, where it states, the name should be 16 characters or less in length, preferably one word, pronounceable, non-offensive, and not too similar to an existing name. So on that count at least, Alan the Cowboy could be a serious contender if it was all one word. But wait, there's more. Asteroids that cross or approach the orbit of Neptune must be named for mythological figures associated with the underworld. But if the asteroid travels outside of Neptune's orbit, it has to be named for a mythological figure related to creation. And I'm guessing you need a bigger telescope. You can't name your asteroid after a pet. But in 1985, an astronomer did successfully name one Mr. Spock, named after a cat that kept him company on those long, lonely nights. And just in case you're looking to make a buck or two off your discovery, sorry, you can't sell the chance to name your rock. But naming contests are acceptable. In 2012, NASA asked students to name a near-Earth object, and the winner was Bennu, an Egyptian mythological bird which looks like a heron. It's common practice to simply name your discovery after yourself. Think about it. As long as there's a human civilization on Earth, your name will be immortalized in space. Unless, of course, your asteroid is the one that comes crashing down, destroying all life on the planet. And surprise, it has your name on it. That would really suck. My name's Cal Cote. Trio Teke has been receiving rave reviews for their third album of modern takes on traditional Greek rebetiko music. From Zevo, here is Trio Teke with Italian drummer Dave DeRose and The Ludicrous, another debut from World Beat Canada.
Κάθε λεπτό, κάθε μικρή στιγμή. Είναι που με λουλίδες αυτοί. Είναι και το ίδιο το κλουβί. Είναι και το ίδιο το κλουβί. Είναι που με λουλίδες αυτοί.
Στην αγορά το μυαλό σπαρταρά. Θέλει να βγει από το σάπιο κελί.
Δεν πλήττω, δεν βαρέθηκα στην αγορά που βρέθηκα. Κάθε λεπτό μια τρύπα σκοτεινή. Κάθομαι εδώ και κλαίω και γελάω και πεθαίνω. Το σόου είναι όλοι στη σκηνή.
Σου μαζί να την κουρνιάσουμε γλυκά. Ρίξε Δείξε μας τον λόγο σου και δείξε μας τον δρόμο σου. Οι λουλίδες εσένα προσκυνάν. Τράβηξε μας λίγο το αυτί. Δεν θα βγάλουμε κάποια κραυγή. Δεν θα βγάλουμε κάποια κραυγή. Τράβηξε μας λίγο το αυτί.
Στην αγορά το μυαλό σταματά. Θέλει να στο κλουβί.
Δώσε μας τα καλή σου και πάρε μας την πλάνη σου. Μαζί να την κουρνιάζουμε γλυκά. Ρίξε μας το λόγο σου και δείξε μας τον δρόμο σου. Οι λουλίδες εσένα προσκυνά.
Thank you.
From a new album called The River, that is Congolese Sakus from Minneapolis, Minnesota. You got that right. That's Siama. And a track called Jungle Zombie. I like that title. Trio Teke and Dave DeRose before that. An update on Greek Rebetiko music. Their third album, which is called Zivo. And Zivo is taken from a Cyprus alcoholic drink called Zivania, which effectively produces a feeling of soul rapture. That's what they took the title from. I'll have one of those on the rocks. Here's Okavango African Orchestra from Toronto. They're coming to Vancouver on August 26th, Saturday, at the Imperial. This is part of AFOMAD 17. 12 instruments, 10 languages, 7 countries represented. Check out Okavango African Orchestra and Africa Yaouya from World Beat Canada.
Africa, yeah, yeah. Africa, yeah, yeah. Africa, yeah, yeah. Yaga katapo, katapo kazere, tio tino naga. Africa, yeah, yeah. Yaga tagura katapo. Katapo kazere, tiyo tino nagaiwe. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Ticha chema warume nguma, ticha chema. Ticha chema tatika nguma, ticha chema. Ticha chema warume nguma, ticha chema. Katapo, katapo kazere, nguma tinonaga. Afrika ya jiga, yakatagura katapo, katapo kazere, nguma tinonaga iwe. Tichachema ndatika ngoma, tichachema. Tichachema warume ngoma, tichachema. Tichachema warume ngoma, tichachema. Tichachema ndatika ngoma, tichachema. Tichachema ndatika ngoma, tichachema.
The beat in your own backyard.
Beat, beat, check.
check out the vibe.
The World Beat Live.
Monday, July 24th at Guilt & Co. Scott Verbeek is an up-and-coming guitarist out of Vancouver. No kidding, the guy is brilliant, and they say the electric guitar is dead. Scott's confident and creative approach to funk and jazz has to be experienced live. Over the past few years, Scott has performed with Bazooka Picnic, Warren Dean Flandes, Five Alarm Funk, and many others. This night will feature groove music from the past, present, and future. Coco Jaffro is confirmed to appear Sunday, August 13th at Swangard Stadium as part of Latin Summerfest Presents One Love West Coast Burnaby. August 19th at the Imperial, it is Quantic, who returns with guests Flamingosis and Hubs. August 27th at the Commodore Ballroom, Afomad 17 presents the most entertaining Cuban act in the world. Everyone must see Charanga Habanera at least once. They're a gang of 14, an uncontainable torrent of pelvic movements and tropical exuberance against a background of Afro-Latin Caribbean rhythms, which is why, to many, they are the most entertaining Latin music act in the world. High praise indeed. Kimmy Starr was inspired by a recent battle with a car accident brain injury that she suffered and has released a new single called We Are the Sky, a powerful hymn that recognizes and celebrates the spirit of hope that can conquer despair. It's a brand new single and we have its debut just for you. That's next. On World Beat Canada, we hit the airwaves at 98.3 Roundhouse Radio, at CIRH Radio in East Vancouver, roundhouseradio.com. I'm Cal Cote.
Buddy's got a gun, but he don't know how to use it. He's never being shown, but he thinks he should do it. His fuse being blown, and he don't know how to relight it. Broken too many times, push, break, press, rewind. No matter who, no matter what, we all got tales of being hurt. The gap is wide between me and you. We build bridges in everything we do. And I could look for ways to knock you down, or pick you up, brush you off, warm your hands, help you stand. Face to the sky, we let the light in.
We are all lonely, lost and stumbling. We are all holy. We might be broken, but we still got wings that carry us.
Corner, shadowed by despair in equal proportion. Balance, precarious equations inside of us, feel the fraction. What side to feed? Seed or bloom? Gift or greed? Hope or doom? What do you need?
What do you need? What do you need?
We are all lonely, lost and stumbling. We are all.
Made of light, made of earth, made of
Time with the Beat of the World on World Beat Canada.
Thank you.
Attendees at the 40th annual Vancouver Folk Music Festival had the opportunity to unravel some of the mystery behind the enigmatic Mbongwana star from Kinshasa in the Congo. The album is called From Kinshasa. We heard 1 Million Sikwa. And before that, Kinny Star and her new single, We Are the Sky. It's time for your Touch of the Familiar, and it's as much a tribute to the Canadian rock trio Rush as it is to Django Reinhardt, who, along with Stefan Grappelli, came up with that distinctive gypsy jazz sound. Django apparently lost a couple of fingers on his fretting hand, and the Quebec band The Lost Fingers have named themselves that in tribute to him. Here you go. It's your Touch of the Familiar. Believe it or not, in a gypsy jazz style, it's The Lost Fingers with Rush's Tom Sawyer from World Beat Canada.
I'm on a day warrior, mean, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean, mean pride. For rent, though put him down as arrogant. His reserve acquired defense, ready now to today's events. But the river. What you say about society? Catch the mist, catch the myth, catch the mystery, catch the drift. The world, this, the world, this, love and life are deep. Maybe as the skies are white. Today's Tom Sawyer gets high on you, and the space he invades gets by on you. Government. Always hope for your discontent. He knows change is not permanent, but changes. Save our society. Catch the witness, catch the wit, catch the spirit and catch the spirit. The world is, the world is, love and life are deep. Maybe as his eyes are white. Exit the wire, today's thumb side gets high on you, and the energy you're trading gets right on through the friction of their day.
And just like that, poof, mind blown. We'll try and do that again with Tucson's Orquesta Mendoza and Caramelos. That's straight ahead. On this episode of World Beat Canada, it's great to have you along for this ride on the global side. My name is Cal Coat.
dedos. Caramelos, 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 llevo caramelos. Caminando con las muchachas y bailando con las muchachas. Los traigo de coco y piña, de limón y de cereza, de piña para la de limón para las nenas. Caramelos, 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 llevo caramelos. Caramelos, 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 llevo caramelos. Caramelos, 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 llevo caramelos. Caramelos, 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 llevo caramelos.
Me llevan los elementos.
¡Color!
cobra, cobra que cobra, cobrando, cobra que cobra, dame mi dinero, que cobra, cobra que cobra, cobrando, cobra que cobra, dame mi dinero, que cobra, cobrando, cobra que cobra, cobra que cobra,
From an album that sounds like it could be the manifesto for our program, International Sounds of the Future. That's what we're all about. DJ PE. The PE stands for Paul Edwards, not physical education. And that was the voice of Vanessa Santi and El Tajonero. Before that, Orquesta Mendoza and Hot Band on the Tucson scene, played with the likes of Calexico, Giant Sand, Chica, rocking us with Caramelos. Here is Miles Bigelow from Here at Home with Amalia Townsend, two of my favorites, a great programmer, producer, and an amazing vocalist. Loungy Cool Latin, it's called Struggle to Success from World Beat Canada. We'll be right back. finding that cool sweet spot between loungy Latin and urban soul. Miles Bigelow with Amalia Townsend and Struggle to Success. Those guys are on their way. We'll keep those congas drumming with a trip to modern-day Cuba with Deme Erosina and Mambo Nama. You've discovered World Beat Canada, and we couldn't be happier. I'm Cal Cote.
I beg your pardon if I seem dejected. From my quality once neglected. Outside child coming, ho, 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 ho. America had the muscle, but you had the mind. They had the bustle, but you had the design. Which one works together like rope from twine? I thought as I walked up, you see serpentine in you.
London town.
It was the middle of March and I was walking around.
London town.
Didn't know a soul, so I walked all around.
London town.
Feeling like a ship which had run aground in you.
Once wanted to be like you. Gola hat, gabardine suit. Now we hip an empire closer to home. Mimic men to the end, you're buried in our bones. We were the magic, you were the metropole. We the fragment, you were the whole. We were the flesh, you were the mind and soul. At least that's how we hear the story told by you.
London town.
was in middle of March and I was walking around London town. Didn't know a soul, so I walked all around London town, feeling like a ship which had run aground in you. London town, London, your sun is set, but the night has not quite fallen yet. All the stars caught in your galaxy, they flicker like lamps here in your city, in you, London town. Walking the streets, history crashing all around London town. Oh, bells ringing, I can hear the sound through you, London town. I beg your pardon if I seem dejected. From my colony once neglected, outside child coming home, oh, oh, home. Long time London since your flag came down, long time since we moved along. But now I see just how entwined we were left by the years that we left behind with you, London town. It was the middle of March and I was walking around London town. Didn't know a soul, so I walked all around London town, feeling like a ship which had run aground in you.
From his new album, Where the Galleons Sank, that is Trinidadian Canadian Drew Gonsalves, or Kobo Town, and Kobo Town goes to London Town. Before that, Deme Erosina and Mambo Nama. The date to check off on your calendar is April 15th at the Chan Center out at UBC in Vancouver. It is Deme Erosina with Roberto Fonseca. That is going to be a great show. We are produced and recorded through the facilities of Calcopyre Communications. I hope you're listening to Celt in a Twist with Patricia Fraser. Same kind of deal, cutting-edge global music, but this time from a Celtic perspective, and those Celts knew how to get around. Both are available to you as a free subscription at the iTunes store. Do check us out at our homepage, worldbeatcanada.com. You'll find the players at the bottom of the page, along with a new feature album review you might be interested in. Also, at our blog page, which is calcopyrite.com. There you'll find the players, you'll find the playlists, and you'll find links to each of the artists. Nortec Collective have really found their roots in northern Mexico and have spun off a number of great solo projects as well. We're going to hear from Chlorophia on the way out with Bye-Bye. But before we say bye-bye, Lawrence G. Levasic has our last word. And he says, kind words are a creative force, a power that concurs in the building up of all that is good, an energy that showers blessings upon the world. Thank you. Copyright Communications.